All right, John, cue the campaign music. You might think it is August. In fact, it is pre-November, and we're talking about primaries. Some very interesting races down in Tennessee yesterday. A headline-grabbing GOP primary for the governor's seat and a couple of House races that could help determine what happens to the Democratic majority in November. Joining us is Blake Farmer, WPLN reporter in Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning.
So the hot race, they were all kind of hot for interesting reasons, but the biggest one was in the 8th District congressional race, right? Three GOP candidates, most expensive House race in the country?
That's right. The most expensive, and we're talking about ads on television nonstop. You've got three guys. Two of them are doctors by trade. One of them also owns a bunch of TV and radio stations. And that guy single-handedly spent $3 million, mostly of his own money. That's just here on the primary. But it didn't prove to be enough. A farmer from a little town called Frog Jump named Stephen Fincher ended up winning, and he has the Republican nomination there in the 8th District.
And that's a Democratic seat right now?
It's a Democratic seat. John Tanner is retiring after two decades in the seat. And this region of the state has sent a Democrat to Congress for the last 100 years or so.
Any chance of it turning?
But over the last 20 years or so, they've been voting more and more Republican. And there are a lot of folks who think that maybe Republicans will take this seat.
In another House race, was there perhaps a local referendum on Sarah Palin?
I would say Sarah Palin was not a big local issue. Here in Nashville, the 5th congressional district, we had a pretty big fight for the Republican nomination. There was a woman named Cece Heil who ended up getting the Mama Grizzly tag from Governor Palin, but it didn't prove to be enough. She barely lost in the Republican primary. However, it would be a pretty high hurdle to unseat Congressman Jim Cooper, who's the Democrat that represents Nashville now.
So that's if the Democrats can say that is probably a safe seat.
Correct.
But can Sarah Palin say, hey, my presence helped materially, and other candidates will look at
that? Well, she finished third. Her candidate finished third.
But you were saying, Blake, it was a high bar, right?
Well, it will be a high bar in the general election in November when she faces the Democrat who's in the seat.
Okay,
now.
In 5 seconds, Blake, wrap up the governor's race for us, please.
Well, Bill Haslam took it away. Got 2-1 votes.
Republican gubernatorial primary.
To his opponents.
Right. Okay, and he's facing the incumbent Democrat.
Not an incumbent, actually an unexperienced businessman named Mike McWhorter, who ran in the Democratic side unopposed.
Okay, thanks so much. Blake Farmer, WPLN reporter, Nashville, Tennessee. John, lots of politics coming up.
Tennessee will be an interesting place this fall.
Yep.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.